Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Hello, Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, is with us today to give us all of the reasons to be happy this week. There's lots of good news happening, Cathal, across the country.
Yes, Andrea. So we'll start down in the kingdom. I don't know, I suppose this hit the headlines last year with Connor Pass going up for sale. And it kind of, it made waves throughout Ireland because people were like, Jesus, it's up for sale for a huge amount of money. And the Irish-American owner, Michael Noonan, put it up for sale and it was thought to be in the region of around 6 million euro. People were kind of like, Jesus, you'd hate to see it go to waste, really, like, or hate to see it be, I suppose, hindered because it's like a huge landmark and people love driving through it. But the Irish government have bought it and they are turning what is the Connacht Pass, Skellighvacheel and kind of the areas around it, including Mount Brandon, Inch Beach and several islands off the coastline of Kerry, into Páirc na Siúnta na Mara Cíorchaoin. So it's a national park. It's going to be Ireland's biggest maritime national park.
Okay.
And it's going to cover 70,000 acres. And like,
so the state owns it.
The state owns the whole thing now. And
all of the iconic landmarks, basically, in Kerry
that you
mentioned.
Past, the whole lot. It's being brought into, I suppose, for protection more than anything, and restoration. And it, as part of the master plan, there's potential for kind of additional educational facilities throughout the development stages. So like you go to the Cliffs of Moher, you go to things like that throughout Ireland, the Wild Atlantic Way. There's often you see signs, stuff like that, or even the educational facilities there. And like I'm down in Kerry a lot of the time and it's a great place to pass through.
It is
fabulous.
But
there's kind of not much going on bar the land there. So it might be, I suppose, nice for the government to take this opportunity to, I suppose, run with it. Maybe a bit of educational facilities that people can visit and stop in. And maybe, I suppose, even road facilities, make them a little bit better. But there's, it's, I suppose, to restore the significant like biodiversity down there and the archaeological heritage. But I think it's good news for Kerry because it's going to just mean more tourism.
Yeah, I'm sure the people at Kerry are probably happy about this. We'd love to hear from you on Lunchtime Live today. It's 087 1400 106. Tell us about the Thursday Murder Club.
So I don't know if you heard of the Thursday Murder Club, but Richard Osman, who presents Pointless and different shows across the BBC, you'd know his face and he has This Is Entertainment, the podcast. Well, he wrote this series of books. First off was the Thursday Murder Club. I read it myself and loved it.
Really?
It sold 10 million copies worldwide. It's kind of a little bit Cluedo-y kind of.
Right.
It's about
Jessica Fletcher, kind of.
A little bit.
Murder She Wrote.
Kind of Murder
love
She
it.
Wrote.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of thing. It's about four retirees in Cooper's Chase Retirement Village. One of them is an ex-spy who has a load of files. They're trying to solve old crimes. But then someone is killed in the retirement village.
Right.
So they have to, they
total daytime telly now all over
great.
This.
Right? Jessica Fletcher, come on, get out.
Love it.
But this is going to, it's going to be a film now. It was announced there last year that Steven Spielberg was taking on, it was rumoured that it was going to be him. Turns out it's Chris Columbus who directed Harry Potter back in the day. But three people have been announced as part of the cast and Richard Osman was speaking on This Is Entertainment podcast and he announced who's on the podcast or who's on the
film. So I'm now allowed to officially announce it's three of the four members of the Thursday Murder Club anyway. So Elizabeth is going to be played by the person who people most often shout at me in the streets as them wanting to play Elizabeth. So Elizabeth's going to be played by Helen Mirren, which is very exciting. Ibrahim is Sir Ben Kingsley. So you've got Helen Mirren and Sir Ben Kingsley. And then for Ron, and Ron, if people haven't read the book, he's a real sort of left-wing bruiser, ex-trades union official. Ron is going to be played by, I'm going to say, the most handsome man in the world. So he's going to have to dull himself down a bit. Ron is going to be played by Pierce Brosnan.
Wow, that is a pretty excellent lineup, no?
It's a great cast. Yeah. Now, reading it back, I read it last summer, I was thinking Helen Mirren in my head, Helen Mirren, because she
that's
had,
who you can, you she has sort of played that role
you read
many
it,
times.
You,
so you
read
can kind
it
of see
in her voice almost when you're reading the book. I have the second one with me today because I'm currently reading it.
Right.
So the second one is The Man Who Died Twice, and there is a third and fourth installment that have been released. Filming is set for this June, and it's hopefully to be released next year.
Good stuff. So good news if you're a fan of the Thursday Murder Club.
Definitely.
Right.
Moving on, Andrea. This is, I suppose this could be good news. It's a really interesting story. It's a study out. The lead was from the Edinburgh University, Renee Mottis. And this is a study that claims that children are less likely to be, I suppose, like their parents than thought before. So you often,
genetic, like In terms of genetics?
In terms of traits.
Oh, personality traits. So
you often hear, like, father like son, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, and all that kind of... And oftentimes people might like to think, oh, I am like my mom in that kind of way, or I am like my dad in that kind of way.
Yeah.
But sometimes people might think, oh, jeez, I'd hate to turn out like my parents. Like... No, not me. I'm not saying myself.
Yeah, distance yourself from that quick.
But a study suggests that people actually inherit very little of the personality of their parents. So it turns out that more than 60% are actually different from their parents in certain ways of their given personality. So in other words, parents are less likely to take on their parents' traits than thought before. Like it's the study suggests that it's actually only 6% in the difference from a random stranger. So it's 39.
So that sort of, you know, the temperament or your mum or dad's personality traits, you've a 6% chance, am I that right?
Well, of so you have 39% chance of taking on your parents' traits, but you've only a 33% chance of taking on the same traits as the random stranger.
Random stranger.
So it's actually only 6% of the difference. So good news for some people out there. Yeah. I definitely would love some of my parents' traits, but also some of them...
You'd like bits of them, you know, like the...
I think we do gain that naturally, but this is more so, I think, genetically, like we actually don't take on, like father, like son, or like apple doesn't fall.
Yeah, far from the tree.
Is it actually that very true? But I think it was just a happy story in a certain way for some people, but some people might
actually
be disappointed
about that. Tell us about this teenager at the London Marathon.
This was just such a lovely story. I saw so much TikToks and so many videos of people talking about PBs and talking about different things at the London Marathon at the weekend. But this 19-year-old, Lloyd Martin, he made history by becoming the youngest runner with Down syndrome to complete the London Marathon. This boy had only ran like 5K 5 months ago. That's all he had done. And it's just like 42 kilometres is crazy jump. So he became the youngest person to complete a marathon with an intellectual impairment category. So not just the London Marathon. His mom was his guide throughout the race. So she ran with him, said he had achieved his dream.
Oh, amazing.
And she said anything is possible when you put your mind to it. Just put a bit of work in and you can achieve anything. Like 5K, geez, sometimes I'm like, I can't get off the couch to go for my 5K.
And you're kind of struggling, isn't it? Yeah.
You see these things and it's just great.
That's a great story. Casey Musgrave.
So Casey Musgrave is a Grammy Award winning Galway, not a Grammy Award winning Galway, a Grammy Award winning singer. And she's a country singer and she is in Ireland for her Three Arena gig next weekend. But this is just kind of one of those gas stories that I bring to you every week. So I'm trying to kind of explain it, but she posted a photo on Instagram yesterday. She was in Galway. The first one in her story was Shop Street, so like iconic street in Ireland. Yeah. Everyone like goes to Galway and loves Shop Street, the singers, the whole lot, the buskers. But then the next photo was Nut Hut, where like Galway University people heading to there over the next 4 years or who have been there in the past, alumni, will know Nut Hut for their iconic 4-in-1s after a night out.
Oh, and yes.
It's just, I think it's just as you come back around towards the river. And I've had their 4-in-1s. They're fantastic.
4-in-1, by the way, for non-culties, includes
rice, chips, chicken,
curry sauce.
And curry sauce.
It's usually the chicken balls, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fried ones.
Well, you can ask for either, but like... I love a 4-in-1.
Yeah. I have to be honest, it wouldn't be on my top three things to eat, but I'm not going to say I haven't had one.
I know, they are great.
So Casey Musgrave's in Galway eating 4-in-1s, posting about it in social media.
I can't say she actually tried Nut Hut, but like anyone who has been on a night out in Galway was probably passed by or actually dipped in. She also posted a picture drinking a pint of Guinness in the Crane Bar at a Tread session. So like,
nice.
Putting Galway on the map, our Grammy Award winning singer.
There you go. Speaking of Grammy Award winning singer as well, singers and Irish artists, there's great news actually for this Irish artist this week.
Hozier.
Yeah.
Do you like the song?
I do. Yeah, I do like Hozier actually. Never going to see him in concert.
I saw him in the Three Arena just at Christmas.
I heard it was brilliant.
He was so good. Yeah. Like, he was brilliant.
I will try and go actually the next time.
This song is like one of those earworms. Like, we've spoke about Texas Hold'em before, and it's kind of on your feet. It's on my feet a lot at the moment, and I am loving it. And even if you listen to, like, I suppose the longer version of the song as opposed to just the clip, it is really good. But great news, he's become the fourth ever Irish artist to top the Billboard 100 in the US.
Yeah. So, like, pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's our equivalent of the top 40 or whatever is in Ireland and the UK.
But so top 4 in America.
Yeah, well, he's number one. So other people who have topped it from Ireland in the past were Sinead O'Connor with Nothing Compares to You. You two had two number ones. I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For and With or Without You. And Gilbert O'Sullivan was number one in 1972, Alone Again. You'd think there's more.
Yeah, I would have thought. Although America's a hard market, isn't it?
It's a hard place to crack, but I think with, I suppose, the age of kind of TikTok and Instagram and these trends, like Too Sweet is, after going number one, with the help, I'd say, a little bit of TikTok, like this TikTok trend of seeing people when they're in the past and then they've had their glow up. This is what it is. It's basically people like showing themselves and now take their whiskey
before
neat
and
and they're kind of gorgeous now. I haven't jumped on the trend myself.
No, not yet, but we'll give you time. Well done. Congratulations to Hosier, Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM. Cathal, thanks a million for bringing a cheer to her face. Yeah, this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.